Pediatricians would probably love to get their hands on this, a black box that in less than 3 minutes determines what germ is making your child sick. Research engineer Elizabeth Wheeler from the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory joined us by phone. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What is this machine, and is it in its final form?
The machine is quite simply, it allows you to take a piece of DNA and basically photocopy it. You make many copies of the DNA, so you can start with a very small amount, amplify it, make copies, and then see what is in there. So it allows you to detect things very early on when there's not a lot of sample.
And I'm gathering that this happens pretty fast.
This does happen fast. Using our technology, we're able to do this now in less than 3 minutes.
Now, has anybody else done this or in the process of trying to work out something like this?
There are many groups looking at making PCR fast because it is such a powerful technology that allows you to identify things.
How many different kinds of pathogens can it identify?
You are only limited in what you can detect based on what you know about the DNA. So out here at Livermore, we have a great bioinformatics group that allows us to understand what DNA codes there are for all the different organisms. So as long as you can design an assay that allows you to copy a specific section of DNA, the amount of different things you can identify is limitless.
So how would it work in a doctor's office? Let's say you take your child into the pediatrician.
You take your child into the doctor would take a swab, put the swab into the instrument, hit go, and then while they're busy talking to you and doing the question and answer, then it would be processing in the background. And ideally, within 3 to 5 minutes, you will get an answer that says, yes, your child does have the flu. Or no, your child doesn't. You just need to, you have the virus, go home and wait it out.
Because that's kind of important. I've been in that situation before where maybe a strep throat test or something else, and you have to wait like hours or days before you know whether or not you can begin taking medicine.
Yes. So the power of this is the speed, and because it has such a low detection limit, you might be able to move away from waiting those days for culturing to really see what the child has. I mean, it's like the quick strep throat swab test that doctors would do. They swab it, and then they come back in and say, yep, you're good to go or not.
Now, in the news release, you guys mentioned the pediatrician example. What about other doctors and more serious illnesses like cancer?
More serious illnesses, if there is an assay that has been developed, you're talking to an engineer here, so I have a slightly different perspective on things, but if you can design the assay, this polymerase chain reaction, you can design the primers, then you can put it onto this instrument. So it is not just limited to the pediatrician's office.
Where are we in the testing of this, and when are we going to be seeing it in the doctor's office?
Well, obviously, we'd like to see it out there in the doctor's office as soon as we can. We'd like to see the technology be out there in the field and being used. We are still working on just kind of integrating the detection so that everything is one complete unit. And, we've begun talking to, the technology is available for licensing, and we've been contacted by a couple of companies, so it's looking promising.
So, as an engineer, I can ask you this question. So, what does the machine look like, and how big is it?
Well, the machine, it's funny you described it as a black box because it is really a black box. Right now it's about the size of kind of a shoebox. And the revolutionary part of this is that we're able to do the PCR. You have to heat it up to 94 degrees Celsius and then cool it down to 55 degrees Celsius. So the time it takes to change between these temperatures is what limits how quickly you can do this process. So what's kind of the really exciting revolutionary part is the way that we can quickly cool this down. So we can cool things down as quickly as we heat them up.
What other applications outside of the medical field might this black box have?
I think anything where you're kind of testing to see what is out there. So checking the safety of food, for example, is a great one that you could do a quick assay on this, or a veterinary diagnostics. So yeah, there are many different applications.
What kind of reaction is it getting?
It's getting a very good response because there are so many different applications we can apply this to.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth Wheeler at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab, research engineer there. Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.